The third class of instruments in a symphony orchestra includes those made of brass tubes like the trumpet, the horn, and the trombone. These can speak in mighty voices more loudly than all the other instruments put together, but not so softly as the woodwinds and the strings. Finally, there is a percussion group, generally regarded as the noisemakers of the orchestra. These are the cymbals, the triangle, the drums of various kinds, and other instruments thrown in to produce all kinds of thrilling and exciting effects. By radio to music land. Walter Damrosch regarded radio, when it came into use, as perhaps the greatest invention of our times, and he was one of the first musicians in our country to see that radio could be used to educate the people of America in a musical way. In 1927, he resigned as conductor of the New York Symphony Orchestra, a position he had held for many, many years. Shortly afterwards, he became, by means of radio, the nation's music master, so to speak. Since 1928, his audience has numbered millions at a single concert, instead of a few thousand in a music hall. No small part of this large radio audience is the increasing number of school children who listen in to the Damrosch programs on Friday mornings. These programs have been arranged in groups to include pupils from the third grade on, up to students of college age. A musical university of the air, Damrosch calls these broadcasts. Through them, he hopes to bring about a greater love of music among the youth of the country.